FAO's monthly food price index for December has been released today. Here to explain what trends we are seeing in the report is Mr. Abdulreza Abbasian, a senior economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Abbasian, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for the invitation.
First off, what were the general trends for December?
In December, the FAO food price index fell by 1.7%. This came after a couple of months of relative stability. The FAO food price index, in fact, started to decline since March 2014 on generally good supply prospects and increasing inventories for most of the commodities. This trend continued all throughout, affecting markets, but not necessarily within the same way for different commodities that are covered. When we're looking at the December numbers, in fact, we see that the decline has been quite substantial for sugar, 5% drop from November. We had also a big decline in the oils, meat, dairy. Only cereals really showed a slight increase compared to November, and this was entirely driven by much higher wheat prices, which offset the decline in the rice values. The increase in the wheat prices had many reasons, but one of the more important ones had to do with the fear about possible restrictions on sales from the Russian Federation and some issues about weather. However, as mentioned, this was an exception, and the prices of all the other commodities fell quite significantly in December.
And how did the prices develop over the course of the year, over the course of 2014?
When we're looking at the whole year, quite a different picture emerges almost for each of the commodity groups. One significant change involves the dairy market. Dairy prices at the start of 2014 were at record levels. From those levels to what we ended the year with in December, prices fell 34%. This was probably the biggest single decline among all the commodities. In the oil sector, vegetable oil, we also witnessed the 18% drop, and in sugar as well, almost 7%, and cereals, though, fell only 4.7%, actually less than the others. Exception has been meat. The meat market continues to be supported by very strong demand for meat and meat products, as a result of which meat prices, in fact, gained about 10% December to December. So the differences are quite significant in both the declines and the fact that in the case of meat, actually prices rose. So it has been, I would say, exciting year for those who follow these commodity markets throughout the year.
How do the prices for 2014 compare to the prices of previous years?
Well, if now that we have December numbers, we can make the average. And for the 12 months in 2014, the average comes to 202 points. This means a 3.7% decline from 2013. And it represents a third year of decline, in fact. In 2011, we had the peak at 230 points. And since then, the food price index every year had declined. So in that sense, one could say that we are experiencing a declining trend in food prices at the global level. When looking at the individual commodities that we follow, again, meat stands out. Meat did not seem to follow this trend. In fact, it's at record prices, and it gained another 8% in 2014 as compared to other commodities. But for others, cereals, for example, was down 12.5% year on year. We had the dairy prices down 7.7% year on year, followed by oils 6.5% and sugar 3.8%.
And the main underlying factors for those developments?
Obviously, it is very difficult to come with common factors that one could put together and summarize. But in very general terms, we can say that we've had a year with very good supplies, especially for the crops, where supply exceed the demand, as a result of which inventories started to grow. And this obviously had put some weight on the prices. Having said this, we've had numerous what we call outside supply-demand fundamental factors, which also affected the prices. Earlier in the year, we had tensions in Ukraine growing, the conflict with Russia. That really affected the grain prices, in particular on the positive side, pushing them up. But then the situation became more under control so that the trade flow is not being disrupted. We saw a big correction and a big decline in prices. During the summer, when the crop results, harvests became clear, it showed that most major producing countries actually managed to achieve record crops, better than even anticipated earlier in the year. We started off the second half of the year with gradual decline and then accelerated decline in crude oil prices. This obviously has had many impacts, one of which had been making ethanol production less attractive, therefore the usage of some of the feedstocks for biodiesels or ethanol, in fact, which affected the crops that are used for those purposes in a negative way. And then the economic problems in many parts of the world, including again Russia, where food inflation became a major threat. And towards the end of the year, the decision to put an export tax starting in February, which again gave some support to prices, but then the sluggish demand for crops and the approaching of the festivities in many countries brought in a weaker sort of trade activity that also weighed on markets. Finally, and not the least, obviously, it had been the rise in the US dollar. The strengthening of the US dollar has had quite a significant impact on all commodities. In the case of wheat, for example, one of the reasons for the decline in prices has been rising inventories. The very fact that the strong dollar makes US, which is an important leading wheat exporter, makes US wheat less competitive, means that US may end up the season with less exports and therefore more inventories and therefore more pressure on prices. So this I just gave as an example, but the point is that these factors combined in general terms have had a downward pressure on commodity prices.
And what should we be looking out for in the coming year, in 2015?
Obviously, having had such a difficult year already behind us and the experience we've had in the last few years, we know it is very difficult to predict with any certainty market trends. Having said this, we think that 2015, in fact, may prove to be even a more difficult year to predict because those outside market developments, some of which I had just mentioned, are going to also be quite important elements in price formation. Political tensions still continues in Ukraine. Russian economic difficulties are still there. Oil and dollar uncertainty are going to have impact on markets and beyond. Slowing economic growth is not something that probably will go away in the next few months. To add to this, we are watching very closely the El Nino. We are seeing dry conditions in Brazil that is affecting some of the crops from sugar to soybeans. And as recently as this week, the Arctic conditions in US and its possible impact on wheat conditions and the fear of winter kill is obviously providing some support during these early days of the 2015 on prices. We think that the market over the next couple of months is going to look very closely at planting decisions by farmers, especially in Northern Hemisphere, for maize in particular. Currently, the soybean prices are 2.5 times maize prices. This could mean that U.S. farmers could be planting more soybeans than they would with maize. So this could mean that throughout the year, we're going to see some additional pressure on soybean prices as market expects better supplies. And there may be some changes also in the market sentiment towards maize, although much will also depend on the outcome in Brazil and other countries. So whether economics and politics in that very order are going to affect our markets in 2015.
Mr. Abassian, thank you.
Thank you very much.